Chapter 14, Location, The Angel Realm and Review. When Nimbus graduated from Angel's Aids, due to his success with Taylor, Archangel Michael immediately bumped him to the Angel's Associate testing, which included a master's degree program with 3 levels. He ordered Nimbus to report immediately for level 1, as he was being fast-tracked. Nimbus didn't even have time to go home. When he found out that there would be no training, he entered Michael's office with more than trepidation. He was freaking out.
Nimbus, you will be flying by the seat of your pants with the Angel Associates testing.
But I don't wear pants, Your Eminence, he said, trying desperately not to leak.
It's an idiom, Nimbus. It means to do something difficult without the necessary skill or experience. Since it's your first experience helping a human with disabilities, you are on your own to figure it out. You will no longer get assistance from the Angel Realm.
But I didn't have assistance the last time.
No, I believe you were saved by an angel who found Margaret McKenzie just in time before she crossed over. Luckily, she delayed her journey to connect one more time with her granddaughter.
Were you that angel? Nimbus asked, feeling a coolness from Michael for the first time. I had no idea that you would be helping me.
Underestimate me, Nimbus. That'll be fun, Michael said seriously.
Nimbus frowned and started to breathe hard. Michael chuckled.
Come on, Nimbus, lighten up.
He waved his sleeves so Nimbus would scatter.
You're smarter than you think. You don't need to ask questions because you'll figure this one out.
What do I need to figure out? Nimbus asked, pulling himself back together. He was seeing Michael in a different light. Maybe he received some bad news and didn't want to share.
Angel's Associate is like middle management. You have to start thinking for yourself and make decisions without asking a CEO or a board of directors.
Nimbus floated around Michael's office and then said, No offense, but I wasn't wanting to go into business, or I would have joined up with Uncle Fractus selling disaster insurance. I think I'll just be okay with being an angel's aide and let it go at that.
I know you're scared, Nimbus. To be fair, this will not be a walk in the park, Michael said softly, then went to the window and gazed out. But one must cross the bridge to alter their state of consciousness in order to see the forest for the trees.
Those are idioms, right? Nimbus was starting to build.
Yes, Michael paused and studied Nimbus. You have to be courageous. You have to say yes and drop into the unknown all by yourself without any advice or knowledge.
Michael turned around.
Trust, he bellowed. You need to trust in the unknown and remember you are never alone.
Nimbus froze at the emphatic word trust. None of this was processing. Suddenly he knew how Taylor felt with her dyslexia. Maybe he caught it from her. Are you still talking about my mission, Your Eminence?
Michael went back and sat down at his desk. He pulled Nimbus's assignment folder from thin air and opened it. The paperwork was thicker and more official-looking. Angel's Associate Level 1 Assignment for Cumulonimbus III, Michael read. Are you ready?
Is this where I'm supposed to be courageous and say yes? Nimbus asked. Then he smiled when Michael looked up. Maybe he was understanding an archangel's responsibility. Was this compassion? Michael smiled back.
Yes, it is a good answer, my number one angel's aide.
Really? Number one? Nimbus floated in front of Michael's desk.
Okay, then. I'm ready, willing, and able, Your Eminence. That's the spirit, Michael said, and read the assignment to Nimbus.